Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
This morning, say amen. 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 Brother John Caldwell, lead us in prayer, would you please?
My Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another opportunity to gather into your house. And Father, as we show our appreciation to our law and fire personnel, God, I pray that you'll protect them all, Lord, as they do their duties. And Lord, let them know that we're really, really thankful for what they've done and are doing. Now, Father, I pray for my pastor in a few minutes as he stands to preach. Pray that you give him liberty and we'll give you the honor and praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. And I want to say this, it is really a welcome blessing to have those that are in law enforcement with us this morning. I thank you for being here. A little later on, we want to recognize them and speak concerning them in just a few moments. But meanwhile, the best part of the service is here. Ushers, you come for the tithe and offering right now. Amen. The Bible says that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So be cheerful. Open up your wallets and make God happy. Amen. Well, Brother Levi, would you ask the Lord to bless the offering, please, sir?
Boy, it's good to be at Westside today. Good to be trying to sit up here on this platform with this leg brace. It's not quite fun, but good to be here today to honor our law enforcement. I saw a quote that said, all men are created equal, but the best become law enforcement officers. So we're here to honor them today. Appreciate them being here. Pray for the choir as they sing this song. Been a while since we've done it. Under the Hill for us.
When my plans have fallen through and I don't know what to do, I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help. When the dreams I dream have died, and I need a place to hide, I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help.
I feel the touch of hands so and tender.
questions and a world torn in two, bearing the weight of years of regret. She listened to the preacher when he stood up and said, if you're somewhere between doubt and believing, friend, I have the answer for all that you're needing. Ask me who, and I'll tell you it's Jesus. Ask me how, and I'll say it's from love. Ask me where, and I'll take you to Calvary.
Ask me why, and I'll tell you it's love. Well, it has been years since she found amazing grace. It's been a long journey, but each battle she's faced has proven God faithful time and again, and a chance to tell others who were right where she's been. If you're somewhere between doubt and believing, my God has the answers for all.
That you will provide for.
that you're satisfied with me. You give grace without end, and you have forever removed all my sin. And now the Maker of heaven and earth calls me friend. From the joy that brings, oh, how my spirit sings, that I'm satisfied, satisfied. I've been cared for so faithfully. Oh, that you're satisfied with me. That you're satisfied. Oh, will you be satisfied? Please be satisfied with me.
Well, I think, appreciate the choir. What a good job you did this morning, and the specials as well. That last song, Satisfied. I don't know about you, but I have been dissatisfied. And then I found out I was wrong. So the Lord, He has a way of keeping us straight. We do want to recognize each and every law enforcement officer here this morning, and if you work within the law enforcement system as well. I want to ask if you would to stand and come to the front for just a moment and face the congregation. If you just line up right across right there, and what do you say? Okay, it's a line up. Okay, that's it. Let's give him a hand. Amen. Let's give him a hand. Amen. Thank you so much. These are the folks that put it on the line every day for us. And I want to go through, and they've been a blessing to us and are a blessing to us every day. I mean, we don't even recognize that. We don't get up and close with them on a daily basis unless we see them in our rearview mirror. And they've got the blue light special. That's right. And I just, you know, appreciate what you folks do for us. Some in different avenues, different positions in law enforcement. And of course, our dear Miss Vicky, she does something that I would not have your job. I'm going to tell you right now, she deals with horrific stuff. And but we're going to go through and get your name, what y'all do, where you serve, please. And we'd like to give you something. We want to give you a gift certificate, the Goldens, And we have, and we would like to give each and every one of you this. And it's a shield on one side. It's a coin with a shield on it. And on the other side it says, God bless our police officers. Keep them safe both day and night. Give them strength and courage to enforce all that is right. And we're going to ask them, didn't that get this platform out? And so we're going to let them give their names and their positions where they serve, and then we want to give them each one of these.
Okay. My name is Vicki Adams, for those of you that don't know me. I'm a digital forensic investigator with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation on their Child Exploitation and Computer Crimes Unit.
Amen. Let's give her a hand. Love you.
I'm Rodney Ridge with the Newnan Police Department, and I'd like to thank Vicki for the work that she does. We depend on her often in our investigations, and they do a tremendous job, and we really appreciate her and the work that she does. And I thank you for that prayer shield. I would pray that you would pray for your law enforcement officers, pray for our safety, but also, if you would, pray for our courage and our compassion, pray for our wisdom and discernment as we make decisions each day that affect people in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's give them a hand. God bless
you. I'm Buster Meadows with the Newnan Police Department. I think Rodney pretty well covered it all there. I'm blessed to work with the men and women I work with, and I'm blessed to be in the community I'm in. And this morning, as I was reading my devotional, the scripture come up, and I've been thinking of one, trying to think of one, and this one I felt like just kind of fit. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? That last part, light with darkness, is what really stuck out for me. Our churches is the light in the community. And it amazes me how many churches have gone the way of the world by being acceptance instead of standing on God's word. And I pray that our police departments nationwide will stay on the light, because us, along with our God-fearing churches, are the light in the darkness.
Amen.
And that darkness is the evil that's trying to overtake us. Prayer is the answer to everything. God is the one who can change everything. And we devoutly cherish your prayers for each of us, as well as nationwide. It gets tired wearing the mourning band on our badges, but we wear them until there's no need to wear them again. So remember us all, and may we always be standing up front and strong and have the sword of the Lord with us.
Amen.
Thank y'all again for this time.
Just hold that for me. Hold that for me. God bless you. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
My name is Anthony Bufano. I work for the city of Newnan, and I'm a patrol officer. Just started. My year's coming up in October. So I would just like to say thank you guys for having us. I really appreciate it. And everybody's support in the whole entire community. I mean, this whole county's come together and really showed us that they really do care about us, even though the media likes to portray that not too many people do care about us. So thank y'all.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Put that in your pocket, man. Let me say this before I go any further. I had the honor of going to Golden's and buying the gift certificates for these officers. And there were two ladies behind the counter. And I mean to tell you, when I told them what we were doing, they broke out in applause and thankfulness, but at the same time, they were holding back tears. So I just want to tell you, there's people out there that do love you guys. If you will, go ahead.
My name is Van Meadows. I work for the Newnan Police Department. I pretty much thank y'all for having us. I'm not a public speaker, so thank y'all.
God bless you, bro. Go ahead.
I'm Vince Meadows. I work with the Calvert County Sheriff's Office. It's my son.
Y'all know that. I'm about the same as his. Not a public speaker, but I'm a school resource officer at East Coward High School. And I appreciate you guys letting us come be a part of your service this morning.
God bless you. Let's shake your hand and give you this. God bless you. Let's give one more big round of applause. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Yes. Yes, sir. Absolutely. We appreciate it. Amen. If there is a lady or wife or husband of one, that would you stand up? Miss Mary Lynn, right? Well, let's give Miss Mary Lynn a hand. Thank you. God bless you. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Hebrews. I want to share with you just for a few moments that which I just received a text from somebody in the church. She said, the young guy is the one that pulled me over. Amen. I don't know. Well, I tell you what, if that body cam does put 10 pounds on us, I guarantee you every lady at Westside will be a law-abiding citizen. I promise you that. But I was doing a little reading and looking over some statistics, and I just wanted us to, first and foremost, our objective here is always to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in honoring and showing some love to these law enforcement officers, in no way are we putting the Lord on the back burner. But nevertheless, I was reading and they said that nationwide we have about 1.3 million law officers. That's a lot of folks wearing the badge and trying to uphold the laws that our country's been built upon. As of late, they have been under fire, literally, and dodging bullets and worries being placed on them that should not be placed. I was talking with Pastor Payne. It's been a few weeks ago, but it's been brought up more than once concerning an author and a theologian that has now passed away. He was in his prime or heyday in the 50s, but H.A. Ironside said that in the last days, meaning referring to the coming of Christ, the days of the coming of Christ, that there would be anarchy in the streets of America. Well, that is, now let me say this, Mr. Ironside was criticized, and man, people got all over him for saying such a thing, that there could be anarchy in the streets of America. But time is proving Dr. Ironside very correct. And these men and ladies, they're the ones out there putting it all on the line for you and me. USA Today reported that the number of police officers shot and killed in the United States is up 44%. Now, this is between January 1 and July the 9th. Those are the dates. In 2016, the fatalities were up 44% over the same time frame in 2015. I just want to say to you that we need to thank God that these individuals are out there for us. I do want to tell you that speaking to the law enforcement officers, that Westside Baptist Church honors you and respects you. And if I can use this terminology, we've got your back. And I'm not kidding you. We have people that truly are, in a devout way, support you men. And I'm not saying that would ever come to this, but if we were ever called to be sent into the trenches to fight with you gentlemen, we sure would do so. We sure would. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to read in verse 12, and then we'll, Ephesians chapter 6. I thought somebody said they didn't hear me, because I have started preaching without giving my text before, as we've already heard. And so I just want to make sure. And if you don't know where Ephesians is, ask your wives. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take and take the helmet of salvation, and the word, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, I want to share with you real quickly that this evening, if the Lord leads, I'll be dealing with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But just for a few moments, I want to speak with you concerning there in verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. There's a reason for my being drawn to this particular line in this particular verse of this chapter. I received a Facebook post. Now, I don't Facebook. And if you do, great. Just whatever you do, do it to glorify God. But nevertheless, I received this post. It was a picture was taken of it, and then it was text to me because I had heard about this post. And I asked, and got received permission from those who did post this, permission to share this with you. Now, this is on my phone. It's very tiny, so be patient with me. But I believe it may help jumpstart and send us off into the message over the next few minutes. Yesterday, this is written by a wife of a police officer here in Coweta County. Yesterday afternoon, the girls and I headed out to run errands. We were having a good time. We stopped and got a frozen yogurt and did a little Pokemon hunting before making it to the grocery store. I mentioned that we needed to hurry it up, since Jay would be getting home from work in a minute. Out of the blue, Lily starts questioning why Daddy has to go to work. I could tell there was more to her question than meets the eye. Lily is an observer. A lot of times we forget that about her because she is so busy bouncing around, you think there's no way she is paying attention to every detail around her. She does, though, and she waits until the right time to prod for more information. Apparently, yesterday, in the freezer aisle of BJ's, she felt it was the right time to prod. So when we got down to it, she wanted to know why Daddy had to work such a dangerous job. I assured her that he is well trained, had been doing the job for a long time, and knows how to be safe. He wears equipment to keep him safe, and most importantly, God keeps watch over Daddy. She had more on her mind because she continued to prod, asking about his bulletproof vest. She wanted confirmation that his heart was protected. I outlined on her little body where his vest covers and named all the vital organs that are protected by his vest. Lily isn't much of a crier, but when she does it about breaks your heart. She doesn't waste tears on trivial stuff usually. When she finally got to the question she had been waiting to ask all along, her voice started to crack, and big tears formed in her eyes as she asked, "What happens if someone shoots Daddy in the head?" That is the thought that has been bouncing around in my 8-year-old's mind. A while back, she asked Jay to wear her bicycle helmet to work. I thought she was just being silly, silly Lily. Can you imagine your child worrying whether or not her daddy is going to be shot in the head while at work that day? These are the concerns and the fears of my sheltered homeschool children. I cannot imagine what other officers' children who are out in the world are dealing with. I believe that's something we should be concerned about. But at this moment in time, I am concerned not only about the helmet of salvation for these that are in law enforcement, but I am concerned about the helmet of salvation for each and every person in the auditorium today. Ephesians says, "And take the helmet of salvation." Take the helmet of salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, this means receive. Accept, to take hold of, to grant access to the helmet of salvation. It means the friendship. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our Lord. He's a friend that walks closer than a brother. So this taking is talking about the friendship of this helmet, or this helmet of salvation. And the friend is God. It take a friend to lay his life down for you and for me. It take a friend to take a beating that our Lord Jesus took for you and me. He didn't do anything wrong. We did. It was our sin, not his. He was perfect. There was no fault found in him. He was put on trial that somebody could find one fault in him, and they could not. They had the false accusers, and they were proved to be just that. Not one fault could be found against our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the helmet of salvation. Take the helmet of salvation, the Bible says. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to take the helmet of salvation today. That word take in the Greek says receive, accept Him, take up, to take hold of, to grant access to, the friendship, to receive the hospitality. Amen. This word take in the Greek means this too. To receive into one's family. What an honor. You know, I have some pretty neat friends across this country. Good men and women that love me and I love them. Families that love me and I love them. But I tell you, as much as I love them, there's very few of them that I would say, I want you to come and live with me. But one day, as nasty as we were, the Lord Jesus Christ looked at you and me, saw our corruption, saw our filthy rags. We stunk. Nobody else would have anything to do with us. And yet the Lord, if I may say this, walked up one day and said, hey, why don't you come move in with me? That's what this is talking about. Taking up the helmet of salvation. It's not only symbolic, ladies and gentlemen, but it's real. This thing of salvation, to take, to receive it, to accept it, to take it up, to take hold of it, to grant access to the friendship of the helmet of salvation, to receive in hospitality, to receive into one's family, to bring up or to educate or to instruct. I remember when the Holy Spirit of God instructed me through the preaching of the gospel. Little lady in the junior church, just teaching the word of God, and through that lady, just doing a small task some would consider in the church, God used that lady to plant the seed of the gospel in my heart. And one day at the house after church, I received definite instruction from the Lord Jesus Christ, messaged by the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that? And you know what he said? He said this: receive me, accept me, hold me, grant me access, allow me to be your friend, let me receive you into my family. That's the instruction. Taking on the helmet, the instruction of salvation. Y'all having fun yet? Well, I am. If you're not, I'm having a good time. Then it says this word, to take the helmet of salvation. It also means to give ear to the helmet or the message of salvation. To embrace the message of salvation. This word take means make one's own. Make this helmet of salvation your own. Make God your own. Make Jesus Christ your personal Savior, not somebody else's. Oh, I'm glad He saved you. But I want to tell you, if He refused to save me, it wouldn't mean a lot to me. Just be honest. If God would save everybody but refused you, would it be anything special to you? No, you'd be saying, He's left me out of the picture here. God loves them, but He don't love me. But the Bible says that this word take means to make one's own. And by taking the helmet of salvation, we are making God our own. Isn't that wonderful? So this thing of the helmet is very important, because frankly, none of these other things matter without the helmet of salvation, because it's ultimately that thing which saves our souls from a devil's hell. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, it says this, speaking of the helmet, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet," listen, "and for a helmet, the hope of salvation." Well, the helmet, listen to this. In the Greek, this word helmet means the protection of the soul. So when we take up the helmet of salvation, we're taking up the protection of the soul. I can't offer these precious law enforcers here today, I can't offer you a helmet that would save your life. I can't offer anyone in this room a helmet that could possibly save your life, but I can offer you the message of the helmet of salvation to save your soul from a devil's hell. That's pretty good, man. God's good. I want to tell you something about this helmet real quickly. I don't wear hats. I'm going to tell you why. And you may think less of me, but I'm going to tell you why I don't wear hats. Because I don't want to mess my hair up. I'm not. I worked it when I was 20 years old. I took a job at Cracker Barrel, and oh my goodness, I hated that job. But it was a job. And I worked there, and I worked there, and they made some changes. And you know what one of the changes was? They came in and they said that I had to wear one of those little chef hats. And so I took the chef hat, and I threw it in a little refrigerator. We kept the salads, threw it up in there. And the manager would come along. He said, "Where's your hat?" And I'd pull it out, and I'd act like I was putting it on, and then he'd leave, and I'd throw it back in there. And this went on for about 3 months. And eventually, they clamped down, man. And when they clamped down, I quit. I didn't want to wear a hat. And something else, if I were to wear a hat, I wouldn't wear one of your hats. It's just something not sanitary about that. I think if you have a hat, it's a personal thing. And I do have one hat. I hang it on the top corner post of my bed. And early in the morning, if I have to do something out in the yard, before I get cleaned up, I'll wear that hat. And that's it. But I promise you this, I wouldn't wear your hat. It's a personal thing. And I want to tell you, this thing of the helmet of salvation is personal. That's right. You can't get my cooties and I can't get yours. It's personal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life. But it's personal. If he'd saved Mike but didn't save me, that stinks. If he did say, for you it'd be good, but he saved me and left Brother Mike out in the cold, be bad news, wouldn't it? be a horrible thing to know that everyone else around you had the access or access to the helmet of salvation, but you didn't. The Bible tells us, for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, what is it, folks? Shall be saved. It's a personal hat. It's a personal helmet. And the question is just this, and it's just this simple this morning. Do you know the Lord as your personal Savior? Do you have your helmet? Has it been issued to you by the mighty hand of God because of this death, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? One question was asked to me recently about people being saved, and we have to be careful. We don't want to sound Calvinistic or like we're leaning toward hyper-Calvinism, because we're not. But a good question was asked. Someone was asked this: do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? And they went, yeah. And the next question was, but does he know you? See, we can have a head knowledge of God. We see it all the time in memorial services, funerals. Man, people get so spiritual. People that would never even think about the Lord talks about Jesus. They might know him intellectually, but he does not know them. My question to you is, does he know you? Not that you have an intellectual knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, but has there been a moment in your life where you've recognized that your sin was going to send you to the devil's hell, and that your only way out was by being issued, if I may say, the helmet of salvation? Your only way out was through Jesus Christ. If you've never reached that point in your life, would you let today be the day? You know, a lot of these law enforcement officers, they go out and I mean, their percentage of being hurt or mortally wounded is quite higher than ours. But the truth is, statistically, 10 out of every 10 people in this room are going to die. Doesn't matter how we go, but what does matter is, are we ready to go? Every head bowed, every eye closed. The invitation is simple. This morning, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can step out and meet me in the aisle or here on the platform, and we'll have someone take the Word of God and show you how you can know that if you were to leave this world, even today, that you can be saved from a devil's hell. And that's simple. That's the invitation. That's the basis of all of it. Let's stand. Let's all stand, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Would you mind obeying the Lord this morning? Say, preacher, I know that I'm saved. If I were to die today, I'd go to heaven. But we're here today to honor the law enforcement officers, and I want to pray for them. Well, the altar's open for you as well. Just come down and say, Lord, protect these men and these women. Would you do that, church, this morning? Would you do that this morning? Let's pray for these men. The invitation still stands if you don't know the Lord as your Savior. We want you to be saved today. Thank you. place, come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these men and these ladies that put their lives on the line every day for us. Father, in your holy name, we ask that you'll walk with them. God, that you'll undergird them. Father, would you protect them? Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you put a hedge of protection around these men and women? Would you please show them favor in this way, oh Lord? God, thank you for allowing them to be here today. Thank you, Lord, that Westside Baptist Church has had the honor and the privilege to meet these folks. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for your blessing upon them, and not just them, but their family, oh Lord, their wives and children, dear Father, those that can, that are worried about them and are concerned about them when they go out the door every morning or every night, God. I ask you in Jesus' name that you'll be the God of all comfort to their families. Help them as well as the law enforcers. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.